I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 7 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes arrive at their destination only to discover that their quest is going to be much more difficult than they first thought. Previously,
Battlezone 66. Mockmouth nods like she knows what they're talking. She's talking.
Is that her name?
Oh no, you stupid daft cunts. Nobody's fucking named Battlezone 66.
Oh, really?
Maybe Mickey will know more. He's got a good idea. Is he a Wasteland Pokedex?
He does.
He's pretty clever. He's a clever man for a car.
So is he the car, or is he like a CPU in the car?
I just have Mickey as a car.
DM.
Yes.
So GM.
I've got GM.
Games Master mm-hmm. Bailey.
GMF, Game Master Flash.
ST, Storyteller.
Yeah?
DM, Dino Man.
Dino Man. The official Dinosaur World Dino Man. Yeah. Right here, you unsheath your sword, you put on your knuckle dusters, and you
adjust your tie.
Yeah, adjust my tie.
Adjust your leather tie.
Straighten up my gridiron helmet.
Yep. What a look. All of a sudden, with a crescendo of a giant, hairy, black fly lands on Daryl's back, clutches him in its gross feelers, and just flies up.
Bye, Daryl. How's the fly?
It's dead. But you've all connected to each other through its head.
Got him good,
though. Oh, God.
So you're in the carcass of the dead Jake, and another fly starts to descend towards you, but it hasn't hit you yet. Dusha? Ape Joel?
How many flies are there?
There's probably around 8 left of sort of varying sizes.
Now also, Joel, I'm thinking, do you reckon one fly could lift an ape and a man?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, well, they got a pig man. So,
but
they seem strong.
Can they pick up both an ape and an also man at the same time?
I don't know.
The two of you probably in weight are heavier than Daryl was.
My plan, also, Joel, is to maybe pop a pill and get us the fuck out of there by becoming a fly.
Oh, I was thinking riding one, and then we just get the others.
Well, I could possess one, and then
get him on it.
Yeah, then like climb on,
and then we just like hack him to pieces. Yeah,
yeah. All right, Dusha, you pop a pill and enter.
Get bloody googed.
Yeah, and transcend to another realm of consciousness. Within it, you can see the consciousnesses of all of these flies buzzing around. You warg out on next to you, like collapse to the ground, hand still on a fly's brain.
Good.
And enter the mind of the fly dive bombing towards you.
Yep.
Radio. The fly dive bombing towards you just gradually comes to a halt. You see through the eyes of the fly the small figures of Zammit and the bus and the rest of the crew. Yeah, you can't talk.
Sick.
What are you going to climb on top?
Yeah. My trusty steed.
I feel like I should roll something. I feel like I can't just let. Okay, Zammit, you struggle to get a hold on this fly.
Is he a finicky? Wait, where do flies come from? Europe?
I mean, no.
But for argument's sake, yes.
Look, you give it another go.
Although up high places, -4.
This time you managed to get a hold of the fly.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. Also, ape fly Joel. You wrap your hands around his big fly head. They're not like it's not like horse sized. It's about the size of this table. So he's quite heavy on you.
Let's do this.
In fact,
what am I going to do with ape me?
Nah, leave him there. He's all right. We'll just protect him.
Oh, man.
Now let's go flying.
Hang on,
and
how
get
are
some
you sitting
flies.
On ape fly right. Joel's back?
So,
like a horse.
Like a horse?
Straddling him. So, like knees, like, onto his abdomen. Left hand, like, hooked under his fly chin.
Yep.
Or neck. And sword swinging up high.
Radio. No, just checking that you weren't, like, impairing his wings at all. Cool. Yeah. Radio, you ascend into the whirling black cloud of flies.
And let's try and get as many as we can.
Radio, then it is the fellas on the ground. You see a harpoon gun like fly up behind you, not at you, but like sort of around the other flies, but it misses. One of the flies tries to tackle you in midair,
uh-oh,
confused about why its fly ally is, kind of thinks maybe its fly ally has you. All right, so this is a difficult scene to explain. Hang on, let's see if Dusha can avoid them. Oh, like a fucking air pilot, like a goddamn World War I sky boy. You just deftly fly underneath, maybe even flip around. So all the blood rushes to also Joel's head. But you manage to flip around as the fly just ducks past you. Ape fly, Joel?
I'm going to try and pick up another fly, but like crush it.
Okay.
Tear off his wings.
Yeah. Try and tear
off. Radio, the one that you just flew under, maybe you bring yourself back around. And you attempt to land on its back to tear off its wings with your, oar. Nah, you manage to land on its back.
That's all right.
So you're hooked on it. But you're not tearing off its wings just yet. Also, Joel?
So is there any other flies near me?
Yeah. If you swung your sword, you might hit two. You're in this throng of...
All right, I'm gonna use my, double whammy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to swing my sword twice.
Radio, I'm going to say that you're that densely packed that if you use a double whammy, it'll become a quadruple whammy.
Oh, yeah.
Just through. Ooh! You bring your sword just deftly through the center of one of the flies. It's like a... it just falls down and slams into the hard ground with a thud. What the another 10? You hit, just carry on through another fly. Like, the arc of your sword cuts another fly... deftly in half, and then through another fly. It's basically this one arc that just manages to slice, like you're cutting bread, three flies so far. Four flies. Like, the ground is raining fly halves.
That's good.
They land around Ape Joel's body. And Harpoon Boys, woo, one of the flies that you manage, like maybe you just nick it, you miss it, gets a harpoon through the chest and starts flying down towards the ground. There are only...
Is it three more left?
Yeah.
And we're hooked onto one.
Yep.
All right.
Two more left, not including the one you're on.
Oh, wait. You're on...
Yeah.
So we're on one.
We're on one.
Yeah.
We're hooked on one. Yep. And then there's just one more flying around.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna try and tear off the wings of the one we're on again.
Radio. It's its turn. It's actually the one... the other one. War, and you can't resist being an ape on the ground. You see that fly drop out of the sky like through like a little airplane. You know when they're like they bank and then descend down towards Ape Joel. It won't get it this turn, but if you don't get it quick, you might just be picking him up and taking him on a trip. Ape Joel, Ape Fly Joel. Sorry.
Hey, if my ape body dies, does my fly body die?
No.
Oh no. So worst case scenario here, my consciousness ends up in a fly and I become Ape Fly Joel.
Yep.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
You also have but that like, one fly struggling.
But like if you can get your fly mouth and like possess a pig boy.
Oh, that'll be all right.
How fucked up. You're like, yeah, I'm Damo now. Oi, Damo, come here. Yep, I'm you.
Ape Fly Damo Joel.
Well, that's plan.
If I roll real high, tear off its wings, and it crashes into the other fly, right?
I mean, maybe.
Deputy Chair of the Wing. Yeah.
Radio. Or.
I was like, oh, it's all right. If we don't, I'm going to throw my sword at the other flies.
You attempt to tear off the wings of this. Oh, no, you get bonuses for beasts, don't you? What's your bonus?
Plus three.
Plus three. And your strength? Your punches, sorry?
Four. Five. Four.
Oh, yeah. Now you tear the wings off this fly. Like, just, they pop off with a gristly. The fly falls like a little bomb towards the earth.
Good.
Also, Joel?
So I'm going to try and hurl my sword sign at the fly that's going for my good eight brethren.
Ready up. Oh, yeah, you bring it back. You maybe, like, grab some bristles on Dusha's neck for leverage. Get your sword out like a spear and hurl it true towards the fly descending towards Ape Joel. Just as it's about to land and wrap its bristly legs around Ape Joel's body, the sword slams into the back of its head and splits it in half, getting its tube mouth and tearing it in twain. It, instead of, like, picking him up, just lands on Ape Joel, covering him in viscera.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. All right. All right, Ape Joel, let's land.
I land.
Radio, you ape fly, Joel. You land on the ground. The floor is just littered in fly corpses.
I pick up my sword.
Mm-hmm.
We did good. I slit his throat.
Yeah.
You feel pain for a brief moment, and then you awaken to, like, a fly viscera-covered face.
This is good.
You going to search the bus?
Yep.
All right. You find inside the bus, up the back. It seems like this was a bus of basic raiders. At the back, you find this sort of, like, flat circle made of metal. The underside seems to be covered in, like, a kind of crisscross design, almost like a solar panel.
All right.
And there's a switch sort of on the side, sort of hidden away. Are you going to turn it on?
Yep.
Turn it on.
Sensible.
A set of blue light comes from the solar panel side and kind of pushes you gently in a direction as though it's kind of like got force behind it.
That's strange.
Hmm?
Ape Joel?
Follow the force, I guess.
You like the direction it's pushing you in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just go in a circle.
This is interesting. Hmm? We should take it back to Mockmouth, see what she says.
Yeah. Anything else in this bus? That's it?
Other than that, there's like some clothes of like, there's like skeletons in here. It seems like the bus has been here a while.
Any ape-sized clothes?
There's some child's. Oh, no, you're a gorilla. There's no ape-sized clothes. It's like if you're a chimp or something, you'd be like, oh, a child's jacket. But no, because nothing, no human is the size of a silverback gorilla.
That is true.
The clothes everybody's wearing are like these sort of like fluoro t-shirts, big vinyl jackets with like almost a circuitry kind of designs going up them. Some of them have gold teeth. That sort of tends to be their design. Other than their clothes, everything else seems to have kind of largely disappeared.
Can I place those clothes?
I think you'd struggle, but let's give you a chance. Oh, do you get any bonuses to this kind of thing? It's not European history. Or
I was going to go European history?
Nah, you've got no idea.
I mean, to me, it sounds like they were dressed like Daft Punk, and they're French. Just saying.
French people. You're in France. That's the twist.
Well, no, that's European.
Huh?
Nothing. Sorry, DM. Please continue.
The fuck you say?
Please continue.
Would you say that they were maybe a key?
Yeah.
That's up to discussion. But I say no. Radio, you...
Yeah, right.
Taking the pad back to Mockmouth?
Yeah, but the fuck is this?
Mockmouth picks it up. She's like, I don't fucking know. And just hurls it away. But as she throws it, it kind of like lands on the other side without the solar panel, the opposite side of the solar panel side, and then kind of like flips itself around and just hovers.
Ask Mickey.
Mickey?
Yes?
Do you know what this is?
It looks like a hover pad, I'd say, of some variety.
What's a hover pad?
What do you mean, what's a hover pad?
Do I know what a hover pad
is? Yes. Do you, Zamet, know what a hover pad is? You can take a hot guess.
I mean, is it like a pad that just hovers that I can then like put things on that I can move around?
It's about like the size of a Roomba. Mickey's like, potentially it was, you know, attached to something else once. I don't know.
Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate your
attitude.
Mickey
seems bitter for some reason. Maybe he doesn't like being in a bus.
Mickey, you okay?
I'm fine. This is just not where I thought my life would go.
You were a car, now you're a bus.
But I was a man. Then I was a car, and now I'm a bus.
But car to bus, that's an upgrade. I mean,
yeah. Not really, because I'm in the center of the bus. So I'm actually not driving the bus. Like, I mean, I was not driving when I was a car. Anyway, I'm sorry for being bitter.
That's just, I kiss you on the dashboard.
I can't feel that.
I rubbed the dashboard. It's okay, Mickey.
No, did you hear? I
just trying to be nice, Mickey. Just trying to kind of give you some comforts that you might have been missing.
Right here. You carry on, I'm assuming, after like that?
Put the hover disc in the bus.
Cool. It just kind of floats wherever you leave it.
That's all right.
Write down hover disc somewhere. You can balance stuff on it as well, like kind of heavy stuff.
We do.
Oh, yeah. What, just like hey,
spiritual
Darryl.
Leader, get
oh,
on
sorry,
there.
Sorry, Darryl, but Damo, hop on.
Damo, Steve, spiritual leader, get on. Unfortunately, Darryl has passed on to enter the great kingdom of Splinter.
Oof. That's sad.
So, spiritual leader, if you could give the rites of Splinter Hoof.
Or, normally when...
I stare at him.
I'm going to make a quick roll for you, Zammit. Yeah, no, you've got no idea how swine man society works. It's real bad that he's died. We wish that hadn't happened.
Damo Steve, you taking note?
Damo, again, they look around for a pencil and paper that aren't there.
Oh, we got one for the Nan.
That's true. Yeah. You did find one for the Nan. Okay, so you kept that. They write down when someone dies, be like, it's sad they're dead.
We'll get this gospel written.
You're getting that. It's happening. Right here. You carry on and you don't sort of encounter any other jakes or flies or anything else. You just kind of like deftly and expertly maneuver yourself through these massive holes in the ground until you exit this kind of like Swiss cheese landscape and you're once again back on hard compacted earth. And after
that's good news.
It is nice. After another couple of days of driving, the compacted earth starts to kind of give way to clumps of sort of small shrubs and cactuses and kind of like very barren plant life is growing.
Do we
here.
Heal, by the way?
Oh, yeah, yeah. After a day, you heal. Sick. You heal up after a sleep.
Just wondering.
You get everything back after a sleep. So, yeah, you're right. With the
bloody
knuckle duster wounds and it heals up good.
Heals up good. After a day. You're welcome.
Eventually, you crest a hill and it becomes clear to you that you've arrived at your destination or that you've arrived at what you're assuming is your destination. You can see in the distance this gargantuan wall covered in neon and wiring. Kind of, again, a very similar circuitry pattern to the one you saw on the clothes. Kind of snakes its way up and around the wall.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
There are two sort of, whereas the Swineman guard towers were quite primitive looking, these are quite high-tech looking sort of guard towers. And you can see what even looks like maybe a speaker. And there's a gate in the middle of this wall. And coming from the gate, trailing to almost where you are, is a queue of vehicles and people. Probably not vehicles, probably like a almost a car park. And then just a queue of people leading up to the wall.
I guess we just join that queue.
Oh, yeah. You step
queue
in
people. Politely.
Yeah, huh? Queue of people, or is like, so they've parked and they're queuing yeah. up. All right. All right, everybody, let's park. Deimos, Steve, stay in the, you mind the vehicle?
Yeah, all right.
All right, spiritual leader, let's go.
All right, yep. You, Muckmouth, spiritual leader, Muckmouth. And the two of you, spiritual leader, Muckmouth, you leave the bus and you join the queue. You're standing at the back of the queue, you kind of can see that these people are a mix of wastelanders. You can see a couple of swine men.
More bodies?
These swine men seem thin and sick.
Gross.
They're not the robust swine men you're used to.
The one fed solely on whale.
Mm-hmm. Although, the meek.
I do love the meek.
I can start spreading my gospel. I'm hoping that, eventually... that I'll be just like, by the way, Splinterhoof was me, and just self-insert me as a god the whole time. And that'll
pull
be good.
Pull a messiah deal.
Yeah.
Radio. Also, Joel.
Yes. No.
Yes. You're ape Joel doofus. Also, Joel, you start to notice that every single person in this line, maybe because you're not doing anything, you're in this line for a while. We're talking... maybe hours.
I'm just chatting, having a couple of chats. Yeah, what's going on? Why is this queue so long?
Radio. One of them turns to you and they're like, it's a, say, like an old wasteland woman. She faces harshed by the, burning sun. She's got like a cloak over her body. She's like, the grid lies beyond. And the grid is salvation.
The grid.
The grid.
Mm. Okay.
The grid. Battlezone 66.
Yes, Battlezone 66.
You see that she's holding in her arm a stuffed teddy. And you start to notice every single person is holding an object in their hands. Different. All objects are different.
All right, we ask. Why do you have a stuffed...
Ah, well, the techno boys and girls demand gift. Something to upload.
To upload?
Yes. Mm. To the grid.
To the grid.
Mm.
Okay.
Muckmouth just, if you ask her, because she was the one who sent you here, she's like, I don't fucking know. Don't fucking ask me. This place is hot.
Yeah. Can I have that teddy bear?
No. She clutches it close to her chest.
I try and convince her.
This is my ticket. What are you going to say? You don't need to go into the grid.
I don't know. It kind of sounds kind of trash. And do you reckon they'll even accept a teddy bear?
Oh, fuck. You got a grid. She's like... you're right. Fuck, that sounds garbage. And just hands the teddy bear over to you, turns around and leaves. You're up one in the queue.
Yes.
That's all right.
As you move up, a wasteland family turns around and is like, where's grandma going? Why do you have grandma's teddy?
Ah, and I try and convince them to go off with her and give me their possessions. To be like, she didn't want to come in. She said it was stupid and you're wasting your time.
They leave, but not because you told them.
Just because they're like, Nan, come back.
Off in line.
You move up in line.
All right, so where are those muckmen? In, like the
swine men?
The swine men.
I'd say the swine men next, probably.
All right, I try and convince them to join our religion and go to the bus.
All right, let's make some rolls. As Zammit convinces his way up the queue. Fuck, you're good.
Oh, fuck, I'm using my aura for stuff, mate. Fuck it.
Okay, hang on.
Any swine man, I'm convincing to go onto the bus and join our religion with our good friend, spiritual leader. Anyone else, I'm like, do you really think it's a good idea? Maybe it's bad. Give me your stuff.
Are you using all of your orators?
Oh, yep.
Fuck. Okay, so you make your way through, like, maybe you get two swine men to, like, leave and enter the bus. They're like, oh, salvation sounds all right. Then you maybe like get like a wasteland mercenary turns around and heads for the, you turning them for the bus as well.
Like if they want to join the religion,
yeah, you're doing pretty well. Then a couple of people like present you with a struggle. You reach some people who are quite devoted to the idea of entering Battlezone 66, and then you're like, fuck it, and you climb on Ape Joel's shoulders and you're just like, listen up, and through an impassioned speech. You convince the entire crowd to just shift to one side.
Perfect.
You walk all the way up to the gate. You see in the two guard towers, there's two people. Two people. There's,
before we go, I'm like, spiritual leader, I think you know where you're needed. In the bus.
Just like teach him the...
Yep. Teach him the teachings of Splinterhoof.
Okay.
Yep, good.
You kind of like... wanders back. Mark Math is like, man, that's fucked what you just did. That was like 50 fucking people that you just sent under the fucking bus. It's going to be so fucking crowded in.
She's mad at us.
What do you think, fuckwit? We're going to get on the bus and be like, oh, this is comfortable. At least having the fucking swine man meant that, you know, like, oh, it's only like a couple of them.
No, like,
they stay up on the fucking roof. If,
yeah, they stay up. Like, they're just there to learn about Splinterhoof.
And then they'll be fucking out of the bus. Yeah. All right.
Spread them out like gospels, you know, go out.
Radio.
Teach them about Apostle Daryl.
Died for our sins.
The martyr.
Daryl Christ. You approach the two guard towers. You approach this large gate, and it's like it's not in great condition, but it's clearly quite high tech, this gate. And from the two guard towers, two individuals look down on you. They're two, like a lady and a man, and they're wearing Hawaiian shirts with mirror shades. And that same kind of circuitry sort of deal going down their entire bodies.
Daft Punk again.
Yeah. They look down and they're like, what can we do for you?
It's pretty Daft Punk. What was that?
That's their voice.
We want to go into Battle Zone 66.
What have you brought us, tribute?
So much. Teddy bear. Like fucking, oh, mate, all of this. Whatever the crowd had.
You dump down nearly everything the crowd had in front of them. And they're like, You see them kind of look at each other. Then they look back at you and they're like, yeah, but what we really need is a dinosaur.
Yeah.
So that's what we would say your ticket in will be.
All right, we can do that. Muckmouth, I'm like, where the dinosaur?
Muckmouth's like, I don't fucking know.
Do you know what dinosaurs are?
That's your problem, not ours. Next! As you're standing there.
Human?
Yeah, they're human. They're wearing like, kind of like 1980s cool person gear.
I'm going to grab the next person in line. You. You're from around here?
You grab the next person in line. You put your hands on their shoulder maybe. And it's kind of like an individual with a hood over their face.
Yeah.
And they kind of look at you. You kind of can't even see their face when you grab them. Yeah. What are
you? You're around from around here?
No, I'm not.
Do you know where some dinosaurs are?
The individual like takes up his hands, and as he moves his hands up, the cloak he's wearing slips off them, and you can see that he has like a raptor's three claws for hands. He moves his hood back slightly, and you see a very mutilated-looking velociraptor face.
Mm.
He's like, hey, I know where lots of dinosaurs are. Huh?
I kind of put my hand on him, and I go to the 80s boys. Mm-hmm. I got your dinosaur!
The 80 boy like looks down, he's like, that one's face is all fucked up.
Dang.
Get us a good one.
Sorry, mate. All right, where are these dinosaurs?
The raptor who's removed his hood is like, across the sea in the Shining City. I can take you there, but you got to bring me into the grid, yeah?
Yeah.
And you gotta hide me when we get there. Yeah, I ain't too liked.
All right. What is your name?
Call me Johnny.
All right, Johnny, this is Ape Joel. I'm also Joel.
Nice to meet
this
you.
This is Muckmouth.
Right, get on the boss. Like,
fucking dinosaur person?
Yeah, the fuck is that?
I guess we got fucking swine, man. It's not that big a fucking jump.
That's right, dinosaurs are great. I knew one. He was a pretty good boy.
Yeah, yeah, right,
anyway.
Right. Okay, gonna be difficult getting to, you know, smooth skins into the fucking dinosaur city, but...
We'll work it out.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Come with me.
Oh, yeah. You leave the queue just kind of like reforms at the gate, and you head back towards the boss. So you... Fucking what? Four of you? Three of you. No, you left the swine in the car. The three of you. Four of you, because you have Muckmouth with
Muckmouth and Johnny. Go to our packed bus.
Yeah. You... Oh right. So you turn around, and as the queue behind you like reforms itself. You see the bus, which is surrounded by a crowd, and the spiritual leader is just standing on the roof of it, like, real awkwardly, because he doesn't have a very clear idea of what he's meant to be preaching, just being like, and if somebody dies, that's sad. It's not a happy thing.
Am I close?
You're walking up to it, yeah.
All right, and I want to call out, in death we are all Daryl.
He kind of, like, the spiritual leader's head, like, shifts over to you, he's like, in death we are all Daryl. Everybody in the crowd doesn't seem like people are leaving. They're like, wait, why did I come here in the first place?
Can I get on a bus there and try and just turn this around?
Radio, the crowd part. How many orators do you have left?
None.
No.
Okay,
but I do have convincing lying.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
handsomeness.
Radio.
So you... just as a general, just to be like. Now go forth and just spread the gospel and just give them some base tenets. You know, just like, hey.
Radio, you clamber up onto the roof of the bus. I'm assuming you, Muckmouth, and Johnny just stay down.
No. I'm going on the bus as well.
All right, everybody climbs onto the bus.
No. The other two
you push Muckmouth and Johnny back down.
I'm just like, oh, I better go join him.
Radio, so the two Joels standing on the roof of the bus. Are you going to follow up his religion? Or?
Yeah, I'm back in his religion. Right. On. You'll see.
Oh, well. Well, like the people that were turning around, even those quite a distance back towards the wall, like turn their heads the moment you begin speaking. Your deep authoritative voice enraptures everybody around you. Some people are riding down the tenets. What are they?
Oh, let's come up with these. All right.
Give me four. The four tenets.
In death, you are
all Daryl.
Yep.
Death to all Jacksons.
Yeah.
Yeah, never trust a Jackson.
The moment you're like, never trust a Jackson, you see two murders just happen in the crowd.
Daryls.
Somebody pipes up, is a dead Jackson still a Daryl?
I'm like, no.
Dead Jacksons aren't Daryls. Yep.
And he's like, and be a good bloke.
And be a good bloke.
All right. Be a good bloke.
And then just to finish it off, and those are the words of the new god, Joel's.
Splinterhoofed Joel.
Splinterhoofed Joel's.
Everybody seems like they're quite on board with the religion. You see people writing it down. You see people discussing it, like, mm-hmm. amongst each other.
Yeah, go forth and spread the word.
Be a good bloke. I am a singing ape.
The crowd is like, praise be to the Joels. And
we've
they disperse.
It.
Yes.
Fucking well done.
I clasp a spiritual advisor on the back. Yep. You did good, son.
Oh, I guess we got him.
We're gods now, spiritual advisor.
Oh, you two are the gods.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we said.
I'm an ape man. What did you think I was?
The old gods made more swine men. Can you make more swine men?
I look at him. Of course we can.
He waits.
In a bit.
Oh, it takes time.
So of course it does, and I... Give him a bit of a smack in the mouth, but a good smack in the mouth.
How long?
Well, spiritual advisor, when we return home, it'll be overrun with new swine men.
Okay. Where's home?
That place we rescued you from.
We will go back there and liberate it once more.
And free your people.
Okay.
Because they need to be freed.
From what?
The oppressors.
The chief,
old gods.
Exactly. The chief is dead. The old god is dead.
He just like looks ahead, like stares ahead. He's like, oh, okay. Sure.
Fuck, I love you, spiritual advisor.
He nervously just climbs back into the bus. You're filling this bus up good. You've got a fucking beat up raptor in a cloak, muck mouth, two swinemen, spiritual advisor, and the two Joels.
I'm sad that the group that we got around the boss didn't get in the boss, but that's okay.
Yeah, they mostly dispersed when you told them to.
Yeah, but that's good.
Radio, so...
But in the word of our Lord us.
Yeah.
Johnny, he sort of implies that you're going to need to get back across Jake's place to reach the dinosaur city, which is across the sea. Or he's like, you could take a route through the mountains. It's up to you.
What's in the mountains?
So the basic landscape of this is it's a coastline. Mm-hmm. Right, and up the toward the north, you have the Swinemen territory, and you have the city of the little town of Filthport. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of the coastline is a large mountain range, which is very high and very like almost impenetrable. But there's a path through the mountains that might be safer than going Jake's way.
Is it like quicker?
Johnny's like, hey, it ain't quicker, but maybe safer. Yeah,
you're right.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. You turn your bus around and you, instead of going toward Jake's place, you take a turn and start heading up toward the mountains. What awaits the Joels in the mountains? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.